Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, June 12th. I am your host, Pandora Rose. This is my co-host,
Little Alley Cat.
Okay. Okay, we've got another interesting show for you guys again this week. It's going to be basically continuing off from what we started last week.
Yay, which is to go ahead and do year three of the history of My Little Pony. And way back then, the history of My Little Pony, it started off as an idea and somebody furiously typing the idea up on a typewriter, which Pandora Rose was exhibiting for us just now.
Well, I need some kind of visual aid.
Once again, we have started off another successful show with some giggling.
Yes, but we have fans of the giggles.
I think that was record timing. I think you started giggling like new record. We're going to start timing it, see how long it takes for you to get the first giggle.
I think several people would actually like that. Unfortunately, with the delay, it's going to be kind of hard.
Oh, goodness. We're, unbeknownst to everybody else listening, we are having unknown technical issues that don't affect the show but affect us in the background.
Yes, we keep knocking each other out of the chat room.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, isn't it? No, I'm My Little Pony Talk. No, I'm My Little Pony Talk. I was here first, but I'm pink. Yes, it's been very exciting. So now I've just capitulated and just let you be My Little Pony Talk until we figure out the whole co-host thing again later.
I keep telling you, just checkbox.
Well, as exciting as I'm sure all the little details are to everybody else, we'll just have to talk about that later because I can't find that box.
I'll have to show you the box again.
Yes, I did the chat now and I'm just in as a lollycat, and that will just have to do.
Well, it'll have to do until next week.
Well, okay, so we have a little work to do there, but at least then I won't be I won't have to work at, oh gosh, English language. Yes, it is my first language. I won't have to compete with somebody else for the My Little Pony Talk name, because you will be in Las Vegas without a computer, and I will have all of the fancy buttons and stuff to my disposal. So at least I won't have somebody else helping me mess up. It'll be all me.
Yes. At which point we can just blame you.
Yes, that'll be fun. That'll be lots of fun. So next week our feature episode will be My Little Pony Year 4 and Little Alley Cat screwing up the show.
No, it won't be Year 4 yet.
We won't be doing Year 4. We'll be doing, yay, I'm My Little Pony Special at the convention.
Yes, convention, convention.
And Little Alley Cat screwing up the show.
Yes. It will for once not be me.
Seems like there's a really, really big delay tonight.
Yes.
Like more than 1 minute. What'd you do? Did you give it a 3 minute delay or something?
It might have been because we ended up starting a little bit late because I had technical difficulties with my phone.
Oh. So all kinds of technical difficulties going on. That's pretty neat.
That's
so
pretty
we're
normal.
Already like just about done with this conversation and they're just getting to the beginning of the giggles, so wow. Just talking, it's like getting a joke really late, you know? So it kind of feels like, oh yeah, I just got that. Okay. Yeah.
And it's about 20 minutes later.
Yeah, and everybody else has already done lunch, you know?
At least it's not a 20-minute delay. If it was a 20-minute delay, then we'd be up a creek without any paddles at all.
Not like you would know anything about long delays on the air.
Who, me? No.
Nah.
Never. But, you know, if I recall correctly, don't we have mail in the pony bag?
Yes, oh my gosh, we do. Now I have to go get it. Okay,
amazingly
enough,
I remembered.
Amazingly and excitingly, we have had mail from someone about our previous show about meeting pony people.
Yay.
And as soon as I get to that mail, I will read it to you, which I thought was really neat for somebody to, it's like, hey, we never mentioned that, you know, even if we did a show, like, say, a couple weeks ago, we did the show on meeting pony people, or last week we did a show on, you know, the very beginning of My Little Pony, or 3 weeks ago we interviewed Jewel. You know, it's okay for people to, like, email us questions or comments or, hey, you know, I just heard this in the archive and I just thought I would share my experience at this pony meet or my experience meeting this person. And that's cool. That's just, you know, more... more material and stuff for us to use. So, was that a really long intro?
And I really need to start giving the show's email address. I keep forgetting.
Oh, yes, we have an email address. Yes. See, right now we're getting a lot of this stuff through our board email, but we actually have an official My Little Pony Talk email.
Yes.
Which is?
I will give later on during the show.
Well, why don't you just give it now and then we can repeat it later on? You know, psychologists say you've got to hear something like 20 times just to get it to stick.
Hold on, let me remember it. Give me one
Isn't
more.
It mylittleponytalk@gmail.com?
Thank you.
I know, that's really a far-fetched email. And I can see why that's so hard to remember, but I have faith you can do it.
Well, I can remember it for a moment. You have to remember, I've worked for the last week, and I had to... work reception this all day today, so yeah.
Speaking of work, when's the last time you've logged into our email? I logged into our email. We've had like two friends requests. One was legit, and the other one, well, let's just say we were friends with them for about 0.25 seconds, which is about the amount of time it took to see their personal photos.
Yes. Yes, because we are also on Facebook.
That's right, we are. So you can look us up at My Little Pony Talk at Facebook and become one of our friends. And then that invitation request comes to our My Little Pony Talk at gmail.com. and it's just like I can see this theme, you know, My Little Pony Talk radio, My Little Pony Talk email, My Little Pony Talk Facebook.
Next, we're going to have bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers. No, but what we do need is one of those little fancy things you put down at the bottom of your posts. Banner. We need a banner.
Yes.
That's what we need.
Yes.
We need a cyber bumper car.
Bumper sticker.
There we go. We need a cyber bumper sticker. Sorry, I've had a long day, and apparently half my brain already went to bed.
Oh, you're lucky. I think about 3/4 of my brain went to bed.
Oh, so we're in for a really entertaining show.
Yes. I think the giggles part stayed awake, though.
Well, we always can count on the giggles. Thank God for the giggles. We have about 5 minutes time we need to fill. Could you giggle, please? Thank you. Okay.
Anyway.
So back to the mail. Back to our mailbag. Okay,
yay.
So I got mail from Kit Kat Vintage, who was emailing us about, hey, you know, your pony meet, meeting pony meet. See, I'm telling you, the brain, meeting pony friends episode. She's like, okay, so I'm a little late on this, but if you'd like to use my story on the show, feel free. And a lot of people may know Kit Kat Vintage from the Trading Post as well as the Arena. She's been around for a real long time. So here's her thing. She said, let's see. Boy, it's such a neat email. I'm trying to see where I should start it.
Just start at the beginning.
Okay, here we go. The reason she missed our show was because she was sick and she was napping and she set her alarm. She was going to listen to the show, but she ended up sleeping right through it. So she was like, after being sick for a few days, I decided to get up last Sunday morning to go to a flea market. Yay! I ended up coming home after about an hour because I was totally exhausted, but it was worth going because, dun, 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 I met a pony collector. There are several large flea markets on certain days up here in PA Dutch County. Country. Sorry. PA, Pennsylvania Dutch Country. This particular one has a theme every weekend, and last weekend, or the weekend she was referring to, was dolls, bears, toys, and games. Boy, does that sound like fun or what? I wish I could have something like that up here.
Oh, I don't remember her.
Kit Kat Vintage?
Sorry.
Or dolls, bears, toys, and games?
No, I remember her talking about this to me. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, don't ruin the story. So,
sorry.
Even though I wasn't feeling well, I did not want to miss this particular weekend of the flea market in hope of finding some cool stuff. So anyway, I was digging through a box of Barbie clothes and other little plastic things, and the guy behind the table asked if he could take a picture of my tattoos to show his wife. And for those of you that don't know, Kit Kat Vintage has these amazing tattoos. And I would say about half of her arm has a sleeve of My Little Ponies tattooed on her. It's just fantastic work. They're beautiful, and they're My Little Ponies. I mean, oh my gosh, this girl has half a sleeve of My Little Ponies. And so needless to say, you know, if you're a pony collector, you know anything about ponies, first thing you want to do when you meet Kit Kat Vintage is take a picture of her tattoos. So apparently, while she's at this flea market, the guy behind the table is like, hey, I need to take pictures of these tattoos to show his wife. So, of course, Jenny, being sweet as she is, said, sure. And they talked for a little bit, during which time he told me that his family collects lots of different things. One relative has Beanie Babies, his daughter collects gem dolls, he collects this, his wife collects that, and his wife collects ponies. The only real thing. Only thing worth collecting, come on.
Yes.
A little while later, Mrs. Pony Collector returned from getting change, and we talked some more. She said that she had about half the ponies in the guidebook, but no international ones. She used to have Rapunzel, but sold her for big bucks a while back. She mentioned that she was thinking of selling some of her collection. They said that they were hoping to set up at the flea market every other weekend because they had lots of stuff to sell with all of the various family members' collections. So I'm sure I'll run into them again. And boy, am I jealous. Because if this gal really decides to be like, you know, downloading her, I guess you can't say it's downloading anymore. If she decides that she's going to sell off her collection at a flea market, oh, my gosh, and you got, like, the inside information on that. How freaking exciting is that? But I thought it was neat. You know, she wrote in the story and said, hey, I mean, I was looking for ponies, and I met another pony collector, and now I have the chance of also, you know, getting more ponies. She may be, you know, downsizing her collection. So, boy, that's the kind of meeting pony friends situation I need.
Oh, yes, definitely. Me too.
And is she with us tonight? Nope, she's,
Ashley?
Well, she's not in the chat room if she is. I think she was in our chat room with us last week. Pretty sure.
What was her name again?
Who, Kit Kat Vintage?
Nope, she's not here. Nope,
not today, but she may come in late. You never know. So, that was our mailbag for today.
Yay.
Unless I actually go and log into, I'm going to go look at our Gmail account. That's what
There's
I'm going to do.
There's nothing in there.
Oh, you checked? Oh, poo.
No, the only thing we had in there was spam.
You're not supposed to get spam at Gmail. What'd you do wrong?
You still get spam, but
I have a Gmail account, and I never get spam. I never get mail. I get mail from my husband, and that's it. Of course, that's the whole purpose of that account. But, yeah, how come we're getting spam?
I think it's because it's a new account.
No, because my Gmail account is new. It's like 6 months old, and I never got spam.
It's while we're getting spam. I don't know why.
That's more like it. Just fess up.
Fess up to what?
That somehow or another it's your fault.
It's not my fault.
I didn't set up the account.
It is not my fault. Just because I set up the account, we're getting spam. It is not my fault.
Oh, yeah? I beg
you. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, look. Our delay is shorter now.
Uh-oh.
They're catching up with us. Oh, dear God.
Oh, no. They'll be on to us any minute now.
Hide.
We now need to pause for technical difficulties.
That was Gimbal Hour.
So, how about we actually talk about My Little Ponies?
Yes, I do.
You think we should? Or should we delay a little more?
I think, should we delay?
Hey, I did get, you know, before we go into the whole year three, my neighbor found some more ponies for me, but forget the English language for me tonight. They're getting really savvy. That's a good word for it. They're getting savvy about these pony finds now. They're like, remember when I told you, you said that if we ever found a big old bag of ponies or something, just buy them all? And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I remember. And she's like, oh, well, we did. I was like, oh, that's awesome. You know, how much do I owe you? And she's like, I'm not really sure. We're going to bring it over on Tuesday. I'm not sure if she wants to sell them or keep them for her store. And I'm going to kill you. The one time she finds something after 2 years of telling her about the ponies, and now all of a sudden she's like, they might be worth money. Why would we give them to somebody who actually wants to keep them? And so here I am sitting in her living room, and she brings out this bag of ponies, and they're all G1s. And some of them are pretty darn good, and some of them are just heartbreaking to look at. There was a chief in there just covered in cancer. Covered. I'm going to see about getting some twin pines and seeing if I can salvage him. But then you get to the point of, like, you spend $20 to try and salvage a chief. I mean, is it worth it?
Yeah.
But, you know. Anyway, so here I am with this bag of, like, 18 ponies.
Ooh.
And she's like, yeah, well, you know, how much is it worth? And I'm like, well, honestly, considering their condition, because, I mean, they're all going to need like an hour each to properly clean and restore. And, you know, you can't just like toss them in the sink with some Dawn and call it a day. You know, you got a lot to do there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know, unless that's what you do. That's not what I do. I have to do it more difficultly.
Yeah.
But, so I'm like, okay, well, honestly, you know, if I had found them, it's not like anything was super rare. And the rarest thing there was Chief, and he was trash. Although I did not throw him away.
Oh, you cannot throw him away?
He's sitting in a Ziploc baggie, so he can no longer further contaminate any other ponies while we decide his fate. Okay, so I'm looking at this bag of 18 ponies, and I'm going, well, okay, if I had found them at a flea market, considering their condition, you know, the ones that were the nicest were the ones that had the biggest problems. You know, there was a summer wing with a haircut. I'm like, oh, man. But, I'd probably spend, like, 50 cents a pony. You know, I wouldn't want to spend more than 10 bucks for the bag, considering how much work is involved and that none of them are particularly hard to find. And the couple that are, worth anything are destroyed. And so, you know, the two old ladies there are in cahoots with each other. And she's like, oh, it's probably better for you to keep them then. You'll probably get more if you try and sell them at your booth. Like, now they're, like, got me on the ropes, you know. Like, up your ante, lady, or we're just going to keep them and sell them. And I'm looking at this bag of ponies going, I don't know where they're going to go if I let them keep them. What hands will they fall into, you know? Will they wind up in the trash? So I'm like, look, okay, look, lady, I'll give you $12. Driving a hard bargain. They're like, well, I guess. I'm like, all right, look, I'll give you 15 just to make sure that you come back to me with the next ponies you find. How's that?
There you go.
Which is, I'm sure, way more than what she paid. I can guarantee you the lady probably didn't pay more than freaking $5 for the whole lot if she paid that much. Because they have a very strict, I won't pay more than $5 for anything rule when they go on their flea markets. But, anyway, so I spent $15 for a bag of 18 ponies that's going to take me months and months to restore. And probably another $20 in cleaning supplies. I don't know what I did that for. I did it just to make sure that I had my link open, you know. Don't burn that bridge. They'll be the same people that if I'd said, oh, forget it, next week they'd find Rapunzel. That'd just be my luck.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Very much.
So that was my pony week. How about you? Do you have anything interesting happen in your pony week before we get on to our interesting part of the show?
Actually, I didn't buy anything. Okay. But what I did do was, I'll buy, you know me, I buy lots of ponies. And I happen to have an envelope just sitting in my room, and I guess I never really looked in it. I opened it up, and it was one of the lots I had bought. It was my Sunday Best Ponies lot. And I opened up my book, and it's like, did I even log that I got these in? And I looked, and I realized, no, I didn't. And then I looked, and I realized, I finally completed the set.
Oh, which set? Your Sunday's Best? You completed your Sunday's Best set?
I have the Sunday Best ponies. I have all of them.
Yay!
Now I can
like
meet all
set.
Of their accessories. And guess what?
One I have the their accessories. It took forever to find the barrettes and the brushes and stuff.
I have one barrette and one brush.
It's funny, I was just looking at my Sunday's Best collection earlier today. Okay, I was looking at half of my collection earlier today, but I was very impressed with myself when I looked at them and noticed they all had their barrettes. And some of them had their ribbons, and their combs are stashed in a bag somewhere. But yeah, it was one of those moments of, ha-ha, I have all the barrettes.
But you want to know what the funniest part was?
Mm-hmm.
In that envelope, who were we talking about last week?
Oh, God. Well, let's see. We went through 2 years of ponies. Who were we talking about? Medley? No,
nope.
That's not Sunday's Best. But still, dang it, did I mention I'm looking for a Mere Mint Medley?
You just did again.
Yeah.
Swirly,
all right, who were
whirly.
We talking about? Was it a Sunday's Best pony? Oh, Swirly Whirly, the one with the forward-facing pose.
Yes.
See? Ding, 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 ding. I think my brain's coming back.
I just happened to be looking in there and it's like, oh, I actually have her. And then I looked and I realized I have the complete set.
Yay. Boy, this is becoming like, I don't know, like, cosmic order stuff. You know, we'll talk about something and something related will happen. Like, okay, you were like, hey, let's do a show on, like, the origins of My Little Pony. And, like, 2 days later, I find, like, an original cotton candy and Wave Dancer from year one and year two. And what did we talk about? Year one and year two. And then we talk about, just in passing, the Sunday's Best and Swirly Whirly because it was related pose-wise. And what do you find? You find Swirly Whirly.
Yes.
And then we're talking about, okay, this week we're going to talk about year three, and I get a bag of 18 ponies, which I'm sure somebody in there is from year three.
Probably.
So can we just jump to our mail order show?
No, we need to go in order.
Let me see. I've got to look in my bag and see who in here is from year three. I have not. Well, Glory is from year two, so sorry.
No, it doesn't count.
AJ. Nope, that's year two. I'm going to be really mad if nobody in here is from year three. I mean, I'm not going to be mad. I mean, can't be really mad at a bag of ponies, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I could try to be mad.
Have you looked at the chat room?
Have I looked at the chat room? I've looked a little bit. I'm not looking right now. I'm looking at a bag of ponies.
Fairy Dragon has been sick.
She's been sick?
She's been sick. Oh, no.
Sick, S-I-C-K?
Yes, as in a cold.
Okay, well, you know, over the rattle of you know, plastic, it was kind of hard to tell. No,
yeah.
I don't think I have anybody from year three. Okay, I fail. Moving right along. So, I hope she hasn't been terribly sick.
I think it's just been, like, a little cold.
Oh.
Of course,
well, then I'm glad that she's not so sick.
Of course,
or
I was
she's
sick
still
last
sick.
Week. Do you recall? I was
next
sick
in pony week. News, the health line. My Little Pony Talk listeners. If you have any health concerns, please call in. Or if you'd just like to send out a get well message, this is the place.
He, not she.
He.
See, I was right. I kept saying he, because he was the one who called in on the first show.
Okay, so I don't remember that. That's okay.
It's been a month. Officially.
Officially?
As of Monday.
So you mean we're still doing this?
Yes.
Still?
Still. Is it for the
wait,
month?
Wait, is it Fairy Dragon, like, down in South America? Oh, my God, it's swine flu.
Oh, God. Hide your ponies.
Holy crap. Fairy Dragon, we're with you. Hang in there, buddy.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
I can't
all right.
Help myself.
We're here with you. It's all right. So this week on My Little Pony Talk, we're going to be talking about My Little Ponies, year three.
And yes, as soon as I stop giggling. Okay, I'm done.
Great.
Okay.
Well, and for everybody to know, I personally will be using Kim Schreiner's site for chronological reasons and continuity, but we will also be using Laviona's site as well as a couple others. Did you post those links again for the arena and Trading Post? I think that would be something we should do for every week that we put up this week in My Little Pony Talk. We should keep those links available.
Okay.
While we're going through the chronological years and whatnot.
Okay, now you're making me have to go back and find that log from last week's show now. Let me see.
You know, if you go into your user profile and, you know, that, well, then again, you post on everything. I'll say, you know, for me, I just got to look at, like, you know, last 10 topics I've posted on, and it'd be real easy to find.
Well, no. See, I've got this little file folder on my desktop that says MLP Talk Show.
I was referring to the links. Are you going to put the links up in our little chat window?
Yes, I'm going to right now.
Oh, yay.
As soon as I find them. Aha, here they are.
Oh, look, Fairy Dragon's even mentioning, funny thing, swine flu is on the capital city.
Yeah.
But who said I lived on capital city?
I don't think so. Okay, hold on. Stupid. I'm having clicking technical difficulties here.
So, year three.
Oh, yeah. Except for
some interesting things start happening. Apparently, the sites say it was kind of a lull in the popularity. You know, they get off with a little bit of a bang there and a little creative bang, maybe not a monetary bang. And so they kind of had a lull in year three, and then they have a major comeback or something in year four. And I'm almost reading verbatim off of poor Kim's site. But I didn't realize that. I didn't think there was a lull at all until, like, you know, some of the interest kind of dropping off as the later years came around, but I didn't know that there was anything like that going on already, like, this early on.
Well,
you wouldn't have known it by what they did in year three. Holy cow, I mean, if that's a lull, you know.
I don't want to see what a high was. I'm going to read out of Summer Hayes' book, which is what I'm using. And for year three, for every year she gives like a little paragraph of something about it, which mm-hmm. I think is kind of cute. So let me read this. The ponies released in the third year were some of the better known, as they were all featured in the animated television special Escape from Katarina. The introduction of
Isn't that also known as Firefly's Adventure?
I do believe it is.
Which was released much later, which we will talk about in another time. Actually, I want to say something about that later. But go ahead, yes. I'm going to say it now. My daughter has movie version Firefly, which came with the Firefly's Adventure VHS release, which was Escape from Katarina. And she also has regular Firefly. But movie version Firefly was one of the very first ponies she confiscated. And I asked her just the other day which Firefly she liked better. And she said, well, movie version Firefly, of course, she's always been my favorite. I said, even now? She said, yeah. I'm like, well, why was she your favorite over the one with the glittery symbol? And she's like, well, because when I was little and I saw My Little Pony on TV, that was the one that talked. I was like, oh, my gosh, my pony can talk. It was movie version Firefly that talked, not glitter symbol Firefly that talked. So that's why she liked movie version Firefly better. And I thought, wow, who knew? That makes so much sense.
Sorry, my mother, to totally
go off track of what you were reading from Summer's book, why don't you start over with that sentence?
Sorry.
No, that was my bad, not yours.
Oh, no, actually my mother distracted me for a moment. We're still planning the trip.
I mean, holy cow, are we having focus issues tonight? I don't think we could stay on the topic for more than three sentences. So, yes, we are. So go ahead and continue or restart that.
Well, I think I'm actually going to stop right there because I'm just going to go into exactly what we're going to be talking about. And I want that to be a surprise.
We're talking about ponies in year three. I don't think it's going to be a real shock to anybody what's coming next.
Oh, darn. Okay, fine.
I mean, I have a funny feeling. A lot of people have heard about these ponies before. But, I mean, I guess if you want to really make it interesting, we can kind of see what we can talk about on ourselves. And then, oh, look, Summer mentioned that. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'll do the entire paragraph.
And then we can be redundant. That'll be fun.
Yes. Isn't it? Oh, sorry. Sniffles. Okay, back to what I was saying. The ponies released in the third year were some of the better known as they were all featured in the animated television special Escape from Katarina, or...
Oh, yes, Firefly's Adventure.
Thank you.
I was drinking water. I didn't know I was going to be cued.
Well, you should know better. I will cue you at any time.
Okay, I'll be more ready for it. Try it again.
Okay. I have to do this again?
No, go on.
I was going to say, by the time we get done with this, I'll memorize that one line.
And then we can use it every week.
The introduction of baby ponies was a triumph of the third year of My Little Pony, with Babies, the Nursery, Ponyware, and Ponyware all given prominence in the television special.
Hmm. Yeah, don't you remember they all wore that stuff? Didn't you see those?
No.
You have homework to do. More homework to do.
I need to see if I can try and find that on DVD.
No. Don't think it exists. You have to go get those on VHS or maybe YouTube. You know, YouTube has everything these days. You could probably see something on YouTube. That's where I found the sea ponies.
No, this is true. Anyway, back to where I was at. In addition to more unicorns, pegasus, sea ponies, and rainbow ponies, the baby sea ponies found a place in the My Little Pony family and would eventually replace their adult counterparts.
Okay, should we stop there? Okay, I guess we shouldn't stop there. Go ahead.
Okay, we can stop there if you want.
Well, I started to worry that maybe she was going to say too much.
Okay, then I'll stop.
Okay.
There.
Sorry, Summer, we're cutting you off.
And she's cutting me off, too, so. Okay, yeah. So
one of the things, again, the wonderful thing about us going back to the humble beginnings and going through every year, even for people that have been collecting since the dawn of time, is you just, you know, you go, wow, you know, I never realized that. And in this case, my, oh, wow, I never realized that moment was this was the year that they brought in curly hair.
Yes.
You know, it's like you never realized there was like a conscientious decision that all of a sudden some of the ponies were going to purposefully have curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the interesting ways that came about, or should I say not came about, but like they also had re-released a couple of the ponies from year two, but then when they re-released them with year three, they gave them curly hair.
Yes.
Which I was oh wow.
And what a
Can you name some of the ponies I did that with?
Well, let's start them off by doing how we did last week by section.
We'd start off with quizzes. Well, okay, let's start with Earth ponies.
Yes.
Which
Earth
still
ponies.
Is related to my quiz.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting out of it. Which ones came back with curly hair? They were Earth ponies.
Applejack and Bowtie.
Yes.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
How in the world these days can you tell which one was the curly hair and which one wasn't?
You get it mint off card.
That's about it.
Well, you know, occasionally you will come across ponies. And you know, packaged curl has a very distinct kind of curl to it because it's not perfect. It's not like the kinds, even the ringlets aren't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So that pony curl has a very distinct kind of curl, and it retains that curl in a way that you really just can't replicate. So actually you can, if the pony's hair has not been brushed to death, then yes, you can tell the original curl. But however, if it's been brushed, I don't think there's a difference, unless maybe the hair's a little longer. That I'm not sure of. If anybody could tell us whether or not, you know, because I've heard of like long-haired variations or whatever, but I don't know if their hair is any longer from being curly.
Neither do I.
Hmm.
Correctly, and I've just kind of resigned myself to the fact that that'll probably be the only set of ponies I will never find will be the curly head. The curly haired, not the curly head, the curly haired ones.
You might have already found them several times, but they just had their curls brushed out.
Probably.
That's what I would just say to myself. Make yourself feel better about it.
Okay, we've made me feel better. Yay!
Right, yay! So, yes, so they came out with the some new Earth ponies, and they were?
Cherry's Jubilee, Lickety Split, Posey, and Tootsie!
Yay! And you know what else made its first appearance, I believe, this year? Unless I'm wrong, and I have to go back and research my year, too. Fading pink hair has arrived. It's year three.
Yes. Posey and Lickety Split, their pink hair was always prone to fading in direct sunlight.
Heck, for that matter, I've even heard that just too much light, hot water, can make the pink fade, well as sunlight. I mean, that pink is just, it just don't want to stick around. Which is funny that they didn't choose to start using better dyes for the pink, because this became a problem with many ponies that use this specific color, vibrant, almost highlighter pink color.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened, I mean, gosh, I can't think of a one very late year one offhand, but I mean, just about every pony I can think of that has that color pink has that problem.
Yes, and also their symbols. Tootsie and Posey's symbols, those were also prone to fading.
Right, the pink that they used in them.
Yes.
So, yes, we're encountering our very first problem ponies.
Yes, the poor cute little things.
You know, starting to see some of those things that would later plague the pony land.
Oh, yes.
But I have to say, I'm fortunate enough to have a very, very nice lickety split and posy with their real pink hair. And it's amazing what a difference that color makes.
If I remember correctly, mine have pink hair.
Although I will say it's a little odd on lickety split because that bright pink hair on the pink body, there's like a difference in the hue. So it almost looks funny. When lickety split's hair fades, it almost looks like it should be more like that intentionally than it should be brighter, like on an artistic aesthetic point of view, if you follow me. Whereas Posey looks fantastic with the bright pink hair.
Oh, yes. That yellow with that pink, that shade of pink, it's cute.
Yes, it's very nice.
Tootsie, on the other hand, seriously, yeah, they should have chosen another color.
For Lickety Split, most definitely. Or even just the paler pink works really nice on Lickety Split. But, you know, it's still, you know, it's not for us to judge.
No.
Really. But it is for us to point out they messed up when they chose their pink dye, much to the bane of us all.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But I think it's interesting that they're already, you know, they've done it twice now, doing this re-release idea. Going, you know, just in case you haven't had enough, let's bring a couple of these guys back from the last year. And you know what else they did?
What?
That's not all. They're going to make some of these guys come back again in year four from this. So we're seeing a theme. You know, we had a couple of those. I think it was Blossom and Cotton Candy from year one were re-released in year two. And then now we've got Bowtie and Applejack that were released in year two being re-released in year three. And then in year four, we've got a couple of these guys being re-released, but we're not going to say what they're re-released as. That's for the next show.
Yes.
So those are the Earth Ponies. We also had some Unicorn and Pegasus. They've come back with some new designs. And again, we're starting to run into a couple of production, manufacturing issues, I think if we could say anything about year three, it's manufacturing issues.
But wait, we didn't discuss one thing.
Okay, let me go back. What didn't we discuss?
The brushes.
We're not doing an accessory show. They came with a ribbon, they came with a brush. Can we move on?
But we have to mention the fact that they came in a new shape.
Okay, brushes came in a new shape. Okay, what shape brush did they come in?
They now came in a butterfly shape, which is actually really cute looking.
It is cute.
Yes, it is very cute and adorable.
And it's also like the second most common shape next to the flower shape.
Yes.
And near worthless as far as accessory values go, but it's cute.
Yes,
I find it to be not the most durable as far as, or not made durable, but when it comes to actually brushing, if you've noticed, like a lot of the original pony brushes were like the best brushes to use when brushing your pony's hair.
Okay.
That and old Barbie brushes were really great too when I'm doing my stuff. But anyway, the butterfly brush was amongst my least favorite to use because of its shape.
Yeah, it
very
is
cute
kind of
to look at.
Shape. It is kind of an odd shape to brush your pony's hair with.
Yes. Really doesn't get the job done comfortably.
No. And it probably wasn't really comfortable for the ponies either. Move on now?
Yes, no, I'm sorry. I was having a flash. Me and my daughter went to the mall today, and we went into Hot Topic. And now that we're on to Unicorn and Pegasus, it just had this flash. They have a shirt at Hot Topic. It's not a My Little Pony shirt, but it's sort of mimicking the idea with a colorful unicorn on the front, you know, with the whole symbol and whatnot, and a rainbow and cupcakes coming out of her bottom.
Okay. That is not appealing.
But I'm looking at Skyflyer here, and all I can imagine is, well, you know, if they had to, it would be cupcakes.
This is true.
It's a unicorn
what
Pegasus.
Size that, what size did that shirt go up to?
Extra, extra large. It might even be in 3X. I'll have to go back and look.
Awesome.
No, and my daughter wanted it. She wanted it really, really bad. And I was like, honey, that's disturbing. We have to go.
Anything in Hot Topic, aside from the Twilight section, is disturbing, okay? End of story.
Are you familiar with Charlie the Unicorn?
Yes, I have seen Charlie
the Unicorn. Charlie
the
Unicorn shirts, too. I almost got one of those.
Dear God.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It would have been like cheating on My Little Pony, so I didn't.
Yeah, very good, very good. Okay.
Except, I mean, especially on the day that I'm going to do the show, I'm like, I can't buy like another, you know, not My Little Pony horse fantasy related item.
No. Do not do that. No. Okay. Would you like to move on now?
We're at Unicorn and Pegasus.
Yes. And in this section, we actually had 4 comebacks.
Four.
Four. With curly hair.
With curly
hair?
Sorry. They didn't have curly hair. They just came back.
Two came back with curly hair. Two just came back.
Right.
Sorry. So do we want to do the curly haired one first?
Yes, since one of them I'm still looking for.
We have Miss Firefly and Miss Medley.
Which I would take, straight-haired or curly-haired Medley in near mint condition if you have one. And, of course, we also had Moondancer and Glory coming back with their nice, straight, shiny hair.
Yay! Moondancer.
Can you believe that Medley has come back again and I still can't find her? What's wrong with this world? Okay.
You know what the funniest thing is? I was looking through my trade box because I'm in 2 swaps right now trying to find ponies to send out. And I have a Medley.
Well, I've had Medleys. I just haven't had one with the nice symbols yet. So I just keep sending them on their way.
See, I just keep them.
I need to find one with good symbols. And I really messed up an eBay auction this week.
Uh-oh.
I forgot to put in the correct bid, and a perfect one went for $17 with her original stuff and her back card and never been touched, and I cried.
Oh,
anyway,
I cried too. Okay.
I was very, very upset.
Ooh, pony hugs.
Thank you. But, okay, so we have some other ones. You know, this particular set, I have to say, of all the glittered, symboled stuff that they made, this set has, oh, no, not this set. One of the other sets in year 3. Never mind.
No, this set actually had its issues.
This set had its issues, but I'm referring to the other ones, the rainbow releases, that really drive me crazy. But this one did start having its issues, so why don't you talk about that?
Okay, well, let's say whom we have here. We have Heartthrob, Gusty, Powder, Scatfire, Sparkler, and Surprise!
Gusty! I'm sorry. I was just looking at Gusty. She's my favorite. Gusty! We have Gusty! I'm sorry, did you say something else?
Not yet. I was about to start in with their issues.
Okay. Well, you know, this is really bad. What is it with us this week? We're going to just talk about pony issues. You know, last week we're all about, yay, and My Little Pony, and this is great. And this year, you know they have issues. Did you know they have issues? This is the issues. You know, I've had issues all week.
And this is bad. We're almost an hour into the show, and we're barely through.
All right, we'll get through it. We'll get on a roll.
Yes,
we'll get there.
Okay.
This just in from Ponyville, by the way. Oops. Ponies are suffering identity crisis ever since they started with this hair swap business.
Oh, dear. That's not good.
They will now be reissuing identification cards for all of those ponies that are seriously confused.
Thank goodness.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The one I have found who has had the most issues has been Powder.
Oh, really?
I mean, first of all,
I've found more issues with Heartthrob. But what issues have you found with Powder?
You can't find her symbols anymore.
Well, you know, with Heartthrob, her wings disappear.
That too. You just have hearts on her butt. If it wasn't for the wings, you'd think she was, hold on. You'd think she's butter.
A winged pink peachy?
Thank you.
Or a winged pink snuzzle, or a winged pink, who else had hearts?
That was about it.
Anyway, yes, so Powder, well, her symbols are, like, a little bit more delicate. You know, something like Sparkler, you know, she's one of the easier ones to find with full glitter, because that glitter area is very solid. And with Powder, you know, with the snowflake design, you're talking about, like, same thing like with some of the other later glitter symbols where they have similar issues. You know, it's such a fine little line of glitter that they're doing to make those symbols that it's just very easy for it not to stick. There's just not a whole lot there.
Oh, yes.
But I don't know what the excuse is with Heartthrob. I think maybe with the idea of, instead of it just being a solid glitter symbol, we're seeing them incorporate a painted part and a glitter part, whereas, you know, the heart itself is painted, and then they go in and put the glitter wings on. So you've got a two-layer process with two different kinds of applications going on that may have been part of the problem with Heartthrob.
Well, actually, if you think about it, look at Moondancer. She had a silver moon. How many
they didn't
times?
Do well with silver. Oh, my gosh. Newsflash.
Silver was not good.
Wow. You see, it just never dawned on me. Apparently, silver glitter stunk.
Yes, this is what, because I was just looking at the pictures and it's like, wait a minute. Silver wings, silver snowflakes, silver moon. There is the problem. And also, Skyflyer, if I remember correctly, her.
She doesn't have silver.
Tails. The tails on her.
They're not silver. They're painted.
Are they?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they are. I'm going to go upstairs and look.
Well, you go upstairs to your
We're
pony
going to the pony room. We're going to the pony room.
Hooray, hooray, hooray. Eventually, one day, I will have one of those rooms of my own.
Thank goodness for this whole room worth of reference, you know, because I don't know how I would get through this show without it.
I don't know either. I just have a book.
Okay, Skyflyer, where are you? There you are.
Yay!
No, she has... Oh, I have a really nice Skyflyer. Wow. She has blue painted on kite tails. So, no, there's not a glitter issue with Skyflyer.
Then who else had the issue? Oh, sorry, it wasn't even in this set. Sorry.
I was going to say, it's not this set, dearie, but I'm really, really waiting for us to get to the Rainbow,
the second release
of Rainbow Ponies, because, boy, do I have a bone to pick with them. But we're not there yet. We're talking about these guys.
So, I said Firefly was released again, Medley was released again, Glory, Moondancer, those four were all released again, and then we had six additional ones. Wow, this set had 10 ponies in it.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Huh.
I think this is one of the biggest sets they've had so far.
Sparkler is supposed to have curly hair, right?
Sparkler is supposed to...
Yeah, she does. Okay, mine certainly looks like original curl. Okay. Cool.
Well, if we remember correctly, they all kind of had an original curl to them.
No, Skyflyer does not. She was a straight-haired pony, as was Powder.
Okay.
And trying to see who else.
Hit me.
This is just the year they started introducing curly hair.
Yes,
with some
true.
Of their ponies, so not all of them had it.
I can't remember. Okay.
All right. So who's next?
Oh, there was a human.
Oh no.
A human infiltrated Ponyland.
And that's because of the movie, thank you. She didn't come from anywhere. She was a human we were all familiar with.
Yes. It was Megan and Sundance.
Yay. That white pony that is everywhere.
And you cannot get rid of her.
And if you're like me, you can't find the perfect white, like, so soft Sundance. But I have a nice regular soft, but a regular Sundance. She's good.
Yes.
But, you know, yes, I thought that was really, and, you know, they just did not quit. They just kept re-releasing and re-releasing Megan and Sundance, and this was, like, the first year. You know, and really, if you look at it, something really nice about the simple first set that they put out. You
yes,
know, Sundance, I mean, as a pony, I mean, really, if you just look at Sundance, she's pretty damn cute, okay? Forget the fact that you may have seen her a million and one times, but she's cute.
She's
just this bright white pony with this cute little heart symbol and this perfect cute pink curly hair and blue eyes. I mean, she's the freaking Barbie of the pony world.
Yes, she was.
And what better? She came with a Barbie.
Basically.
Yeah. Although, you know, I was always a little disappointed that the Megan really didn't really look like the Megan in the movies in the series. I think the second one they released, I think, tried a little more to look like that Megan. But you know, like how now when they release a doll, they can have a freaking Miley Cyrus doll and it looks like Miley Cyrus for the most part. But they could not get a cartoon doll to look like a cartoon. I mean, come on, they got somebody who's doing anatomically correct Michael Jackson's, for God's sakes, and they cannot produce something from a two-dimensional image to make it, you know? I was a little disappointed that Megan didn't look a little more like Megan.
Yes, well.
But girls loved it.
Yes.
And this gave them perfect reason to have the pony wear. Because then you had coordinating outfits everywhere.
You done?
I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm all done.
And this set was the first set that actually had a lot more accessories to it. Because not only did you get Megan, you got Megan with a dress. She had underwear, for the love of God.
I know. Is that funny or what? I mean, I guess, yeah, little girls would have probably thought it really strange if she didn't. But they're cute underwear, too. They're not just, like, plain old white little Barbie underwear. They, like, got little lacy edges.
Well, I don't know, because the only thing I have is Megan with her dress, and she's naked underneath.
Oh, her underwear are really cute. You need to get her undies.
You need to. But she also came with two pairs of shoes for Megan, of course. Pink ribbon, which was for Megan. And Sundancer got her own, a little aqua ribbon.
And she also got a bridle.
Oh, yes, with a white flower.
A nice little velvety bridle with little white daisies on it.
Yes, and it's really cute in person. I have two of them.
Yes, I have to find mine. I used to have like five of them, and for some reason I don't know where mine is. I hope I didn't accidentally sell it in a lot of accessories. I'll be really upset.
Yes.
Can I have one of your bridles? Maybe I need a bridle.
Well, I'd need to see how many I got. But it also came with a brush, a flower brush, and a standard blue cone. Oh. That's what we forgot to mention. The unicorns and Pegasus came with a new shaped comb.
Yes, but we didn't mention that because it's not an accessories show.
But accessories, that's a different type of accessory.
It's an accessory.
But this is a different type of accessory.
We're never going to get through this year if we want to mention everything. Okay, yes, they came with a new comb. We'll talk about it in the accessory show. Please.
But you know I love torturing you.
Okay. Tell us about the combs.
And that one, it was just basically it was a crescent moon comb, which was rather cute.
Yeah, it's cute. Okay, moving on. What's next?
The rainbow ponies, finally.
Yay! And which rainbow ponies are these, pray tell?
Confetti, Flutterby, Pinwheel, Sunflower, Pickle, and Trickles.
You know, so many things to say, not enough time. and not enough rating. But I will say, as far as the color, I really found the tropical change, I guess, is the best way to put it. You know, we had the original release of the Rainbow Ponies having the red, yellow, green, blue traditional color, or pink, yellow, green, blue, if you want to be really color specific. And they changed the color. They mixed it up and changed the order. And I have to say, I really, really like it. Particularly on confetti here with the bright white, you really get the full impact of the new color scheme, which is
looks like peach, pink, blue, and yellow, or greenish yellow.
I think what happens there, it's called chartreuse, by the way.
Thank you.
I think, though, what's very interesting about the chartreuse, and I'm trying to pick it apart here, is that when the chartreuse and the blue meet, they make a perfect green. So that when you're looking at these rainbow ponies, you really think that it's like a peach, pink, blue, green, and chartreuse. You actually have to kind of dissect the hair. And go, oh, wow, there is no green. It's just a perfect color, mixing of colors that made just this perfect green, like the kind of green you would see if, you know, they made green pony hair.
Yeah.
I think that's really neat. And I like it. It's like a tropical color. It's got a very tropical feel. You know, it's like the tropical starburst, you know. You got mango and pina colada and... That's what's going on here with this color. And I think also it's brighter. So, like, when you look at the rainbow tails for the original ones and all those colors meshed together, you almost get it can almost come across kind of dull and washed out, maybe even a little brown.
Yeah.
But when these brighter tropical colors mix together in the tail, they just seem to mesh better.
I think that, too.
That's what I think. But you know what?
What?
This release of Rainbow Ponies, you want to talk about glitter issues. Oh, by the way, with the silver glitter, I have to say, I have a Moonstone who is mint off card, and the card was like coming off of her, or the bubble was coming off of her. And in the card, her half of her moon on one side had flaked off.
Hmm.
Before it even touched, the silver was coming off. That's how bad the silver glitter was.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, and you know what I've noticed also, interesting enough, is it's the same spot. I've seen it on several ponies on eBay and Moonstones, and I'm going, yep, same exact spot of the moon has chipped off. So, And then again, yeah, we're having glitter issues again with this one's release. What have you noticed happening with the glitter ponies for this year?
Starflower. She kind of looked a little...
The blue one? With the purple
the
stars? What's blue about her?
If I remember correctly, mine, it looked like it bled out.
No, I think that mine doesn't bled out. The one that has the biggest bleed problem is Pinwheel. I have never seen a good Pinwheel. Every Pinwheel I've ever come across looks like a freaking Greek. And for those of you who don't know, Greeks are just notoriously known for their symbols bleeding out, just going bleh, all over the place. But we're not talking about them right now. But, yeah, Pinwheel, for me, has been my bane. I've had a million and one Pinwheels, and again, they're one of those ponies. I send them on their way because I'll be bound and determined if I don't find one that has, I mean, even that one site says that she didn't even have glitter. Like maybe she was never actually a glitter pony because, darn, has anybody ever seen Pinwheel with glitter instead of what looks like a rust-colored, you know, shape of glitter used to be here and has since left a rust-colored stain behind? Do you have a Pinwheel?
No, I don't.
Well, does anybody out there in Ponyland have a Pinwheel? I can sit there, because I used to, but I don't have one to sit here and talk about. Hey, you know?
Yes.
My sunlight, the silver on my sunlight is actually staying. That's from the other rainbow ponies. Go figure. But yes, and confetti, finding confetti. See, again, we have some of those issues with the really, really tiny, tiny areas of application of glitter where there's problems with it adhering well.
See, I think my confetti is really nice.
Well, so is
really
mine,
good.
But I know that I've seen quite a few where it would get rubbed off pretty easily just because there wasn't a lot there.
Yeah.
But I am missing three from that set because of the glitter issues, one being Pinwheel, the other being Trickles, and, what's the third?
Okay.
Help me out here because I'm not at my computer. I've got
Flutterby?
Flutterby? No, I have Flutterby, I have Confetti, and I have Starflower.
Tickle?
Missing Pinwheel, missing Trickles, and Tickle! Missing Tickle. Thanks for helping.
I've got Confetti and I've got Starflower, and that's it from this set.
But that's another thing. I've been looking closely. You know, we're doing our research for the show, and I'm looking closely at the symbols. And Tickles looks almost like the same, having maybe the same kind of issue, particularly that Parasol was having. Or not Parasol, Pinwheel. Whereas it almost looks like a rust stain in the symbol as opposed to glitter. And I was wondering if maybe it almost wasn't. I mean, glitter is made of metal, and maybe that's what was happening with some sort of reaction with the metal of that particular color.
It might have been.
Because I don't have a Tickle at the moment to look at, but was Tickle supposed to have two different colors of glitter in her feathers, or was she supposed to be like a one glitter color like powder? Because in all the ones that I'm looking at online that I find, it almost looks like two different colors, but more of a, I couldn't tell if it was a discoloration issue or if it was intentional. It seemed like it was awful intricate work if it was meant to be intentional, to have like a gold and a silverish colored glitter, but...
You know, the one thing that Summer does mention in here is she does mention a collector's note on the rainbow ponies. This set of rainbow ponies is less common than the first set, thus more valuable to collectors. Their glittery metallic symbols are prone to rusting as well as symbol damage.
Rusting. Okay, so I'm not crazy. That's what I'm seeing with Pinwheel and what I'm seeing with Tickle was the rust. Seeing a whole bunch of rusting. And that makes you kind of wonder, why are we seeing rust issues with this particular set versus the previous? And for that matter, the other ponies that have glitter that we'll be talking about shortly did not have these rust issues. Only this particular set.
They may have used a different kind of glitter.
Well, yes, but why? Why?
I don't know.
Well, they obviously stopped, because after this set, we do not have those issues anymore with glitter.
They did get better. Yes.
They got much better.
Yes, I agree. They did. They got much, much better. And nicer. And cuter. And smaller.
Although I will say, I really like Confetti and Flutterby and Starflower.
Confetti is cute. If my Starflower didn't have, like, an issue on her butt, I think she'd look cuter.
I accidentally gave my Starflower an issue. My Starflower was absolutely mint, and she had this tiny little pen mark on her. And this was back in my very early days of learning how to get rid of marks. And for some reason, because Oxy, the zit medicine, worked so well on getting a pen mark off of some other white-colored pony I had, I thought, oh, well, what's a little Oxy going to do to Starflower? Just take a pen mark off. And it bleached her. I have a white little line on my poor Starflower.
Oh, no.
I know. And what was really sad was I found another pen mark on her, just a tiny one, and it turned out that I could have just wiped it off. So, for all of you people out there, always use the gentlest removal option first. Try a tissue before you go putting on freaking salicylic acid or benzoyl peroxide. A little water and a little rub.
You know, the furthest I will go is I will get out the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. That's as far as I go. If I can't get it out with a magic eraser...
Really? Oh, I get crazy. I get out Q-tips and toothpicks and acetone and non-acetone nail polish removers, and I'm about to go get me some Twin Pines, and I got like a whole arsenal upstairs.
Oh my.
I've got like special stuff for detangling the hair and all kinds of things.
See, I'm afraid to do all that.
Well, you know, I destroyed so many ponies in the early days that I've learned my lesson. But we won't talk about what I did.
No, please, let's not.
It's too painful to talk about what I did. I kept Starflower out of just complete guilt. I'm so sorry I did that to you, baby. I'll never get rid of you. But, yeah, it's kind of funny. I think, and again, when we talk about restoration and stuff like that on another special show, we can all talk about our horror stories then. Maybe by then I'll be ready.
Maybe. There you go. We might be ready by then. But... let's move on to the smaller and even more cute and more
beautiful. Oh, my gosh. And this is, are we ever going to get... I don't know. All right. Let me give everybody a forewarning. We are about to embark upon the pony set that has the most accessories that came with it of any ponies ever released before or after or since. Please bear with us as we try to get through this set. Pandora. Rose, do not list everything that comes with each individual baby pony.
No, I will not do that. I promise. I swear.
As adorable as they are, I agree. They are fantastic. They deserve a show of their own. But let's just quickly mention not what each one comes with, but just general accessories. Because
yes.
We just really don't do that.
Well, that's what I was going to do.
Okay.
I promise.
But we are. We're about to go to baby ponies, which, let's face it, are so stinking cute. I'm sorry, what was that in English?
I said they're so cute, adorable, and sweet, and adorable, and my dog is looking at me like I just got off the rocker.
Yeah, well, that was like an octave that even my own ear, I think, couldn't quite register. Your dog probably actually understood what you said just then. Which is why he looked at you weird, because he was like, all these years and I never realized you actually collected those things, woman.
What I said was, he's looking at me like I've gone off my rocker. I may have, okay.
So yes, we have baby ponies, which, interesting enough, and a lot of people asked this question, was, were the baby ponies supposed to just be like, and, all right, we have, like, for instance, I'll name one. We have Baby Cotton Candy, Baby Firefly, Baby Moon Dancer, Baby Blossom, Baby Glory, and Baby Surprise. And a lot of people ask, so are they, is Baby Glory when she was a baby? Or is Baby Glory Glory's baby?
Hmm.
And I'm going to let you answer that question.
Oh, that's good, because I don't know.
Well, they were each the offspring of an adult pony.
That's
apparently
what I thought.
Yes, but you know, you're not sure. You know, it's not like, I don't think it ever mentions on the box, oh, this is Glory's baby, Baby Glory.
No, they never did.
No,
you know,
so
what?
You're kind of left wondering. So is this just like, you know, like a prequel? Is this like, oh, look, this was Glory when she was a baby? Or is like, again, you know, did she somehow, you know, immaculately
shrink?
Produced.
She shrank.
You know, how did Baby Glory come about when we don't see a Mr. Glory? You know, but
yes.
And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people question that, because usually before babies show up, you introduce a man somewhere in the storyline.
The men do not come into the story.
Yeah, unless Tyrek is like somehow or another responsible for all this. Yeah, but apparently no, Baby Glory is, and all of the babies are actually offspring.
And remember last week when I talked about how you put the baby pony, if you take Baby Blossom, Baby Cotton Candy, and put them with the original set of Blossom and Cotton Candy, if you position them just right, It looks like baby's looking up at mommy and mommy's looking down at baby.
Aww. And that's the one with their little, their little poses where their faces are going up.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them, though, have their eyes kind of looking up.
Yeah.
Even if they're not perfectly having their chin lifted, they're all looking up. So.
Yeah, they're all looking up at mommy. Hi, mommy.
And as a matter of fact, Baby Moon Dancer is the most well-known of the Baby Ponies because she was in Escape from Katrina or
mm-hmm.
Firefly's Adventure. So, again, if you hadn't seen the movie, you wouldn't have realized that. But there she was. I mean, she was there with Mommy Moon Dancer and Baby Moon Dancer. So,
I want
you
Baby
know.
Moon. Because
yeah, she's adorable. And she doesn't suffer from the silver moon syndrome because her symbol
is
all pink.
It's dark pink.
Yes, and same thing with Baby Glory. She doesn't have a silver streak of a tail. She only has a solid purple glitter symbol,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting. They did that. They kind of gave them miniature little symbols of their mommies. You know, Baby Firefly only has one lightning bolt instead of two. And they gave them, in some cases, more pastel-colored hair, like Baby Moon Dancer and Baby Glory have lavender hair instead of dark purple or pink hair instead of red. Because they're babies.
They're cute. Kids obese.
Now, why they did that to Baby Surprise, I'm not sure, because she still has that flaming chartreuse.
Yes. That looks scary, seriously. But these guys, yeah, you're right, they did come with a buttload of accessories.
Yes,
okay.
They did, and they are adorable accessories. They really, really are. They can drive a pony collector crazy if you want to try and get them all, but they did come with some really cute ones.
Yes, they came
such
with a bear brush, a very new look to the brush. It was a bear.
Okay, you're not going to keep it short and sweet. We're not going to let you list the accessories. It came with a bear brush. Move on.
Okay. It came with a diaper and a diaper box, a bottle. All of them came with a rattle. No, all of them came with a bottle. Some of them came with a rattle. Some came with a rocker. Some came with a playpen with a blanket. Some came with a pull duck toy. Let's see. They all came with a baby necklace.
You're forgetting one other little accessory.
I'm coming to it. I had to get to one. They had it. And they had like a little heart. They had a little bib.
You're missing one.
Which one? Oh,
the stacking toy! Hello.
The accessory that has its
own accessories.
Except for you can't take the stacking toy. You can't take the stacking part off the stacking toy.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Yes, that's why I said it's an accessory with its own accessories, because each of those little rings comes off. It's a real little stacking toy. And the other interesting thing is there are different varieties or versions of those stacking toys. Different babies came with different colors. Like one might have had the bottom ring was yellow, but on another one, the bottom ring was supposed to be blue. And that wasn't a mistake. That was intentional. So if you get a lot and you've got a whole bunch of these little stacking rings in there, and then you've got to figure out which one goes with which base and which order, holy cow. Yeah.
Darn it.
But that's, yeah, it's the accessory with its own accessories.
Darn it. I gotta go back and start doing that part all over again. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. I will say that the accessories are adorable. I love it, and the little duck actually rolls. You know, the little wheels move.
Yeah, it is so cute.
First time I got one of those, I actually pulled it along the ground. I was like, oh, it's so fun. And I just pulled the little ducky around. But you know what I think is really cute? Actually, why don't you tell me something you think is really cute before I take up all the good ideas?
I like the playpens.
What do you like about them?
It's the fact that you can put them in, and it looks like a little. If you really think about it, that is really, truly the baby accessory of baby accessories.
I don't know. I'm still hung up on the stacking toy and the duck.
Me too. I love this.
I know. You're just trying to make the playpen feel better. That's okay.
But you have to, because you have to figure what is the biggest issue with that thing.
the little tabs breaking off and the playpen
mm-hmm.
not staying together.
Mm-hmm.
So having one that actually stays together without little broken sides.
I have several of those.
So, but is that what you were getting at? Or did I miss the context clues?
That was a context clue.
Oh, good.
Unfortunately, that had, like,
awesome.
That issue. But then the rattle was cute, too.
Yeah, it is. And it came with, like, a rubber band, like a hair tie. And I've always wondered, did they expect little girls to, like, use this to make, like, ponytails out of on their hair? Like, some things actually came with accessories, like, intentionally. It's a skirt for your pony. It's a hair bow for you. You know, it's...
Mm-hmm.
I've always wondered about that rattle because the band is just like a little, like the older fashioned hair bands. That's like an elastic band with a little metal clasp. So I've always wondered if you were supposed to use it as like your own hair accessory.
I don't know.
It's a very odd thing.
Yes, it is.
But what I particularly liked was the little rockers. Because whenever you think of a rocking horse, you see the horse and he's got the big rocking bottom. Well, the baby ponies are their own horse, so all they gave him was a rocking bottom. You sat him on there and there you go, rocking horse.
There you go.
That was so clever. I really thought
that
was clever.
That and the diaper.
Yeah, okay, who hasn't freaking loved diapering the baby pony? And you know what was really, really funny? And I have one of these. They came with a little insert that says, how to diaper your baby pony. That gives you a step-by-step instruction with diagrams of how to put the diaper on your baby pony.
Darn it. See, and all I've got is the boxes, and it kind of gives you an idea of how you're supposed to swaddle the baby.
I've been considering putting it on eBay. How much will they pay for a piece of paper that says how to diaper a baby pony?
You better make a copy of that for me and scan that into a computer, and you better get that to me, too.
Well, I'm sure somebody has a picture of it somewhere. I mean, one of these sites. But, yes, if you really want me to do that, I guess I could do that.
Because
it would probably be faster for me to do that than it would be for me to find the link of the dang thing.
Probably. Because I know I don't do it right. Mm-hmm. So, but, see, I did not spend that much time on the accessories.
No, you didn't. Actually, I encouraged that way more than I expected to.
Okay, thank you. So, onwards and upwards. Well, actually, onwards and seabound.
Ooh.
We're doing sea ponies again.
Shoopy-doo, shoop, shoopy-doo.
Shoopy-doo, shoop.
My
of course, here
pony, sea ponies, dun, 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 dun. I've been saying that all damn week.
We really need to actually go ahead and start loading in some songs so that way we
can... And the sea pony song will be one of them, okay? If I don't get, like, a weekly dose of sea pony song, I think I'm going to go crazy.
Okay.
So let's
talk
about the sea ponies. We are now in year 3. Of sea ponies, the final year for the adults.
Yes.
Their most interesting year and their last year, I might add.
Which is kind of sad that they only get 2 years.
Yeah, but you know, on one hand, you have to really give them kudos for realizing, you know, metal and pony are not good. Metal, pony, and water are even worse.
Yes.
So maybe I suspect that may be one of the main reasons why they went with babies, as far as also cuteness factor and everything else. But, you know, it's like the adults posed quite a few problems for a marketing standpoint.
Yes, they did.
But they came out with some great stuff. I mean, like you said, I think finally with year 3, with the second version of the adult sea ponies, they really were interesting and pretty and just some really nice stuff, but then they stopped. So tell me more about them while I do what I've been waiting to do all day.
What have you been waiting to do all day?
Oh, not much.
Hmm.
Excuse me. Nom.
What
nom,
are you eating?
Nom. I'm sorry, what?
What are you eating?
Why? I'm so glad you asked. I'm eating My Little Pony fruit snacks. The official fruit snack of the My Little Pony talk show.
Oh, yes.
Which I really forgot to eat last week.
See, I'm saving mine for the trip.
That's why I bought several boxes.
So
I will never be without.
I'll be eating mine on the plane.
Yeah, and getting lots of strange looks.
Actually,
my grown woman would be eating pony snacks.
Of course, I could possibly be on a plane full of pony people.
Okay, maybe.
There you go.
Boy, the detail in these pony snacks is really something.
Isn't it? I've been giving out those for my swap boxes.
Okay, well, it might not be the best thing to do in the summer.
Yeah. I'm actually going to be trying to refrain from candy during the summer.
I would think that would be best.
Yes. Meltage issues, that's why I keep telling people, please refrain from chocolate. Yes, I'm a chocoholic. Please refrain from chocolate right now.
Well, you do realize that's why they only make mallows in the winter.
Yes.
No, I'm talking about that actual cookie marshmallow thing. They have transportation issues the rest of the year.
Oh, yes. That they do. But
now that I've said that, everybody's going to want those mallows. And they're going to be, damn, can't get them for a few more months.
But back to the sea ponies.
Okay.
We've got high
tide. You
talk
while I eat.
Okay, you eat, I'll talk. You've got high tide, sand dollar, sea breeze, sea mist, wave jumper, and white cap. Now, if we actually look at their pictures, you will notice something.
Okay, what?
High tide matches Posey.
I'm sorry, what?
Her hair and her body color.
Okay.
Match Posey.
Okay.
White cap matches
Glory?
Glory. You have
I know the next one. Go ahead.
You have Wave Jumper who matches
Bowtie?
Yes.
We have Sea Mist who matches. Come on, we just talked about her.
Thank you. God.
Oh my gosh, really? All right, Skyflyer.
Oh, sorry, I didn't go far enough back.
Well,
I'm
I guess she kind of matches Skyflyer. She's missing a streak, I think. But
actually, Skyflyer does have that white streak. It's just not noticeable.
Oh, okay. And Sandollar matches a later pony.
Yes. And Seabreeze, I think she kind of matches. Oh, God.
Well, Sandollar matches, like, goes with, like, Crunchberry from the Sunday's Best.
Yes.
But, you know, I think we're really reaching here.
Seabreeze?
Because when you've got, like, 900 ponies, it'd be nearly impossible for them to come up with sea ponies that wouldn't match something.
Yes, this is true.
But it is an interesting observation.
Yes, I could.
But what is really special, I mean, there are a couple things, but the most special thing about this year three sea ponies, come on, what is it?
They have a new shell.
A very cool shell.
It is the, basically all they're calling it is a purple swirl shell, or it's just a swirl shell, but it's actually a conch.
I would say other sites call it the conch shell.
Yes. Yes.
Kind of reminds me of something you'd see in Aladdin.
Yes, it does. And you have Seabreeze, Seamist, and Whitecap who have that very special shell. Whereas High Tide, Silver Dollar, and Wave Jumper, they went with the more traditional clam shell.
Yeah, they got the Aphrodite shell.
Yes. They're looking all Aphrodite-ish.
They also have something else going on here, don't they? With the mold.
Oh, yes, they do. They did. Hold on.
Well, for one, their fins no longer match their, I think they used to match their hair color, but they don't anymore.
This is true. I forgot about that. Well, of course, that's because you've also, actually, High Tide, and her fins kind of match.
Kind of, that's but before it was like that's what they did intentionally. They always had to match. But this year they don't.
Yes.
A lot of them are different.
They are. You've got
as well as, are you looking for the other thing that was different? Come on. There was something else different about these guys.
Aha! Their heads.
Yes.
High Tide, Silver Dollar, and Wave Jumper had a tilt to their head.
And they also were the three that had curly hair.
They did?
Yes, the other three had curly hair with the heads tilted upwards, whereas Seabreeze, White Cap, and Sea Mist had the straight hair with the streak in the middle and the original pose to their head.
See, that part I did not know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now I know. And the more you know.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes.
Literally.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. And as... But...
I'm sorry, where did that come from? You know what we forgot to mention, or did we want to just mention it last when we were talking about baby ponies?
What were we going to mention?
Baby Ember, actually.
Well, she was going to be last.
But she was first. That's the
but
problem. Well, she was often referred to as the first because I believe she actually came out before Baby Moon Dancer and everything else. But,
oh, yeah. Oh, yes, you're right. She was the previous one, but she's the last one in my book.
Yes, I know. Isn't that just very odd? It's because she was kind of unique. She wasn't technically put out with the My Little Pony line. She was put out with the Listen and
Fun series.
Series, which was a totally different series that didn't have just My Little Ponies. They put out a variety of stories and tapes and an action figure or some other activity set along with it.
Yeah.
So a lot of times she gets thrown in at the end because she wasn't officially from the My Little Pony production, but she was an official My Little Pony. Like Hasbro had given the rights and design and everything over to the Listen and Fun people. But did not produce
actually,
them herself.
Listen and Fun was actually a division of Hasbro. So technically they really didn't give much over. They just kind of...
Well, I meant the brand, the My Little Pony brand. But yes, see, I had absolutely no idea that that was actually part of Hasbro.
Yes. And that
well,
came from Summer's book. It says, released as part of the Listen and Fun series from Hasbro, the set contained a pony and a cassette tape entitled Ember's Dream. Though Ember was the name of the original mail-order baby pony, this version of Ember from Ember's Dream Pack had a white star as her symbol. There is a hard-to-find variation of this item where the name of the story is printed on the package as Amber's Dream.
Hmm. Well, I just never knew Hasbro had that company as well. It seems like Hasbro had everything. But
I think they did.
It's kind of interesting still, considering even that, especially considering that they didn't somehow really kind of release that as a My Little Pony product, more so than a Listen and Fun. But, hey, it's out there. She was the first, and same mold for the mail-away Embers.
Mm-hmm.
And then
which
came
we will...
the baby ponies that we talked about earlier.
Yes.
But, yeah. And now we're going to talk about more baby ponies.
Yay! Yay! But these are very special baby ponies. They're baby ponies.
Ooh, baby sea ponies.
Baby sea ponies.
You know, I feel like I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're 5 or you're 50. You look at anything that's cute, and then you put baby in front of it, and you just go,
yes, you do.
It's not only cute. It's extra cute, because now it's a baby.
And it's a baby. They had one thing that their parents did not have, their predecessors did not have. They no longer had a metal weight to make them float. They have a float.
They have a float to float. They have little sea floats, little animal life preservers of sorts, shaped like animals, which I think is just brilliant. I think it's just absolutely brilliant. They didn't always fit in them perfectly, but the fact that they, little babies, need little safety rings to learn how to swim, so did the little sea ponies.
Yes. And these ones, you have to mention their accessories with them. First of all, they did out with a new brush. They came out with a whale. That was spouting water out of its head, which I think is quite odd. But okay.
Not real water. It's just the shape of a whale spouting water off of its top of its head, out of its blowhole. Well, that's what it's called.
I'm sorry, I can help myself.
Well, that was all I could do to not laugh when we said tickle. And trickle.
And just like with Posey, and just like with, oh God, with Lickety
Split. I'm to the point that I can read your mind now.
One of the ponies did have an issue with their hair, with their pink hair fading.
Shocking. Truly. Yeah. Surf Rider, maybe?
Yes, you are right. But
Surf Rider, for all of you listening in, is a pink pony with pink hair. Who came with a little... What the heck is that?
Wait, I'm going to go through it. I'm going to go through it right now, okay?
Well,
ready?
I'm talking about Surf Rider, so just let me finish up Surf Rider and you can talk about the other one. A fish float. That must be what that is. Because
yes,
it's not a turtle. That's the weirdest looking fish I've ever seen. But anyway, it's supposed to be a fish. Float.
Yes.
And it's blue with little purple fins. It looks more like some sort of alien being, but it's a fish float.
Well, so does Backstrokes. Because she has the aqua with orange.
Yeah, they also have a fish float, but the fish float just looks like some sort of
alien.
Snapper turtle out of its shell or something. It's like,
yes, I agree.
That got squashed in the road. It's a very strange float.
Yes, it is. But next one we had was Sea Shimmer with a purple and green turtle float. Next we had Sea Star with a purple and pink duck.
The ducks are cute. Tiny Bubbles duck is just perfect. I think out of all the floats, everybody wants Tiny Bubbles floats because that's the one that looks most like a real duck.
Okay, sorry, I'm back.
Did you go someplace?
I had to mute myself for a moment because I just had to cough. I've been talking all day long, so.
Tiny Bubbles is definitely my favorite of this series, just because of the color combination and the duck. You know, we got the light blue pony with the yellow hair and the yellow duck float with an orange beak and orange feet, and it's so cute.
Yes, he is.
But the one thing, unfortunately, is, again, with sea ponies, you're running into the finding them without mold was easier now, but you still run into hair issues just from the amount of love that they got or exposure to water.
Yes.
But you know what? Baby sea ponies are perfect for going for a swim in the Paradise Estates pool.
Yes,
because
they
are. The depth is just right, and they can float in the pool.
Yes, they can. Okay, I'll go back to listing again. We had Splasher with her green and blue turtle float, which is actually odd looking.
It is odd because Splasher is like lavender with, or aqua with purple hair. And she's got a green and turquoise turtle float.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if the colors are vibrant, it would look kind of like an iris, but the colors were not, were a little off. So it looks really weird. I think that looked better on paper, and then when they made it, they went, not quite the color we thought that was going to be.
Oh, well. They put it out, and unfortunately they were stuck with it. But then we had Surf Rider with, again, that blue and purple fish float.
Right, which we talked about. And
yes.
Sea Shimmer, who had the pink turtle float with green feet. But that made a little more sense, because Sea Shimmer is green. So it almost looks like Sea Shimmer.
I already talked about
feet.
Her.
Did
I
you?
Already talked about her.
Well,
mm-hmm.
It's late and I'm getting tired and I just didn't remember it. I already talked about Surf Rider and you just talked about her, so there.
Yes, I know, because you're skipping ahead of me.
No, well, we were talking about the faded hair, so I went ahead and talked about Surf Rider. And then you had to talk about her again. So I had to talk about Sea Shimmer
well,
again.
I'm
going to
talk
get
about
you back.
I'm going to talk about Tiny Bubbles, because guess what? I have her float.
Well, I already talked about Tiny Bubbles, so I got to talk about her first, so I don't care if you have her float. I'm going to talk about Sea Star, because you didn't talk about Sea Star yet, so there. I'm going to get the last one that nobody talked about yet. I talked about Sea Star. I talked about Sea Star.
No, I talked about Sea Star. With her pink and purple duck float. And then
well, I talked about her more. I said her name at least 5 times. Man, I know I'm tired when I do not remember anything of importance that we talked about with these poor guys.
Yes, this is true. So, now, the last part, as we have, we did before, we will mention a few of the things else that came out this last
year.
Oh,
are we done?
We are basically done, except for mentioning a few things.
Okay.
We had...
We never did the weather, by the way.
The weather machine's broken again.
Let me guess. Radar is saying that it's nice and sunny and 85 degrees, a perfect day for going to the beach.
That's about it. It's been stuck on that for the last 3 days. It hasn't moved an inch.
My daughter will not get out of my face until she says hi to everybody out there in Ponyland. My daughter says hi. And
hi.
She's giggling too. You can all giggle together.
Yay!
I'm talking to one, but who knows how many people are listening. Thank you, honey.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That is the reason I'm in this mess. It wasn't for her, let's think, I would not be sitting here co-hosting a My Little Pony talk show.
This is true. Well, Rose Rebellion said, didn't Force Feed fix the weather machine yet? No, he did not. He actually made it worse. He made it worse.
Oh, no. Oh, no. She just found the My Little Pony fruit snacks. You weren't supposed to find those. That was my stash for my show. It's my pony power. No, you're not supposed to eat those. I got you those other fruit snacks you wanted. Can you have my fruit snacks? You're going to be 13 next week. You don't need those. Step away from the fruit snacks.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. You see, it happened. She found my fruit snacks. She ate my fruit snacks. You have braces. You're not allowed to have anything gummy.
So, I eat gum every day.
Oh, my gosh. now I gotta hide them. I seriously have had those hidden for like 3 weeks now. She did not know about them. I'm so busted.
Sarah Dragon saying, poor Ellie can't breathe. That's me.
No, that was me too. I think it's the first time anybody had heard me actually bust out in a laugh, and they just couldn't tell. When I pretty much lost my voice because I could not believe she's eating. Now she's torturing me. She's eating them in front of me. One package, that's it. It's late, you have to go to bed soon.
Okay. I feel better now.
My pony. Aha, I got your pony snack. See, she tried to torture me by dangling a pony in front of my face. Didn't think I'd get it, huh? Nom, nom, nom.
Okay, I think we need to stop giggling now. Oh, my. Okay.
Boy, your tree has been something, hasn't it?
Yes. But if we do have a few things we need to touch upon.
Okay.
We only had two play sets this year. We had a baby buggy who had...
Well, I know we had the later release. We had Cuddles.
Cuddly. Baby Is it Cuddles. With regular eyes and freckles.
It was Cuddles. Yay!
And we had the Lullaby Nursery with...
I'm sorry, we had the Lullaby Nursery with, Oh, don't tell me.
Wink. Wink, wink. Wink,
wink.
Wink.
Nudge, nudge. Oh, crud. Wink. I don't remember. I'm totally distracted by my daughter and pony snacks. You're just going to have to tell me because I can't remember. It had a baby bib.
Baby Tiddlywinks with regular eyes and freckles again.
You see, that makes no sense. Okay, because she has a baby bib for a symbol. Why the heck is she called Tiddlywinks?
I don't know.
It is that one, right? Or is that Cuddles? See, now I'm completely confused. I have to go look.
Cuddles came with the buggy.
Right, and Cuddles had what symbol?
Hold on. I got to get my book for this.
I bet you I can find out before you.
He probably could.
Cuddles had a rattle. Ha ha.
Well, that's only because I got to go through my book.
Internet is much faster. Join the internet revolution, dear.
Yes, baby Cuddles, the baby man.
Yes, baby no, Cuddles. Baby. And by the way, baby Cuddles has the perfect pose for sitting on the baby rocker.
Yes.
Like some poses, I'm sorry, excuse me for having a full mouth of pony snacks. Some of the poses of those babies didn't sit well on all the accessories or the pony rocker.
No.
But baby Cuddles,
was
and
perfect.
I think baby Tiddlywinks as well, they sit perfectly on them.
Yes, they do.
And they rock. You can sit there and rock them.
Yes,
that
they
forward do. Facing, legs spread out kind of pose.
Yep. And we had pony wear, of course. We had pony love. Pom Pom Pony, Party Time, Flash Prance. Boy, this was totally 80s now, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we had pony wear with jewelry.
Which was from the designer collection. Something old, something new. Lights, camera, action. Hearts and candy. Sweetness and lace. And Pageant Queen. And... we had matching pony sets.
What, Megan and Pony Wear?
Nope.
Talking about that stuff, the Megan Wear?
Nope.
Pony and Megan and Pony Wear,
we
yeah.
We had Baby and Mother
Pony
Wear.
Oh, that too. Man, they just went crazy with the clothes, didn't they?
Well, see, Megan didn't get extra clothes until next year. She didn't get extra clothes until year 4.
Oh, okay.
So Baby, Mommy and Baby got to be... strolling around in Sunday Stroll, Prima Ballerina, Snow Angels, Pony Workout, Sun and Fun, and Ready for Rainbows.
Yes. And they are some pretty darn cute outfits, let me tell you.
Especially the Sun and Fun. I mean, you had a bikini set for mom and baby right there.
Right, but it didn't quite look right. I would say my favorite was probably Sunday Stroll and Snow Angels. I mean, the Snow Angel ones look really cute.
Yes.
As far as how they actually sit on the pony. But, you know, Ready for Rainbows with the actual nylon kind of, like, you could really put your ponies out in the rain. I wonder how many little girls actually dressed up their mom and baby in that set and put them out in the rain to see if it worked.
Probably a lot.
Yeah. You know, I suspect they did.
So.
And it also makes you wonder how many of them went swimming with their swimsuits on.
Probably a lot of them.
Yeah, the only one I could say I didn't really care for was the pony workout.
No.
The pony workout set was kind of blah.
Yeah. We think alike too much.
Okay, that's just scary and disturbing.
But that ends year three. Wow.
Dun, da, da. We did it with, like, what, 8 minutes to spare. Holy
and
cow.
8 minutes to talk about next week's shows. Yes, I said
oh, my
shows.
Gosh, that's right. Next week is the Pony Convention. Oh, my gosh, you're going, and you're bringing me back a peacock pony because I did pay for it, and if you don't bring me one, I'm going to find out where you live.
Yes, I will be bringing her back with me, and next week we will actually not be doing one show. We will not be doing two shows. We will be doing... You ready?
We will.
One, two.
Do we have to?
Yes. We will
see,
be
I have
doing...
I have a small conflict. My daughter's birthday is on Friday the 19th, and I promised her, since the show was going to be Friday, that I would do, like, the special movie and taking her out to eat on Saturday. So what time were you thinking of doing the show Saturday? Were we still talking about doing it, like... You're talking like 6 your time, which would be 7 my time?
No, it would be 8 your time. It would be basically the same time.
Oh, wait, no. 6 would be 9 here.
Right, it would be at the same exact time.
Well,
we could all do two shows.
And now you're going to get there on Friday.
No, we're getting there.
The convention isn't actually open until Saturday, right?
Okay, what we can do... is we can do our normal quick show Friday because it'll only be for an hour. We can just do Friday and Sunday.
Either that or Saturday and Sunday. I can that's what we're going to have to do because I have to spend one day with my daughter because I'm sorry, I love you guys and all that, but it's her birthday and I have to do special stuff with her. So you want to do Friday and Sunday?
We can do Friday and Sunday.
And then because Friday, is there going to be any activities going on with arriving at the hotel? Do they have any, like, pre-convention activities going on?
We're going to actually be having a little pool party.
Interesting.
So I'm hoping we're actually going to be testing it this weekend to see if I can do the show via my speakerphone. And maybe we'll do the show poolside from the party.
Well, if we can't do it speakerphone, we may be able to do it not. But I think that's really going to depend on if, you know, with people bringing kids and screaming and splashing and echoing, I think we might have issues with hearing you well. And we have no way to test that condition.
That is true. Well, I'll probably do it from my room then.
Well, you can go outside of the pool and look in and say, and I see 15 sea ponies in the pool. Oh, my gosh. What are they doing? I have to go rescue them.
Actually, there is an idea of bringing sea ponies and putting them in the pool and taking over the pool with sea ponies.
That would be hysterical. I hope you bring a camera.
Oh, trust me, I will have a camera, and I will be bringing some of my sea ponies. Of course, we got to figure out how are we going to know which ones are ours.
Well, you'll just have to do what every other 5-year-old kid did. You're going to take an indelible magic marker and put your name on it.
I don't think so.
Well, you're not supposed to bring your mint sea pony to put in the water, duh.
I don't have any mint sea ponies.
Well, take one that's already all beaten up and customize it and stick it in the pool.
No,
acrylics, water sealant.
So yeah.
Really, the details of the actual times for our shows, we have to really pin down. It looks like right now we're looking at doing next Friday at 9 and next Sunday at 9, live from Las Vegas in the Pony Convention.
And
as much as we would have wanted to do Saturday, we'll have to not. Unless, after speaking to my daughter, it turns out that it will be working better to do it Saturday and Sunday. But we can guarantee we'll be doing Sunday.
Yes, Sunday will be guaranteed.
I hate to be so wishy-washy on that, but really got to get
it. It would be probably better to do it Friday and Sunday, because Saturday we're getting together for after the convention to go to dinner, and that's going to be a big project.
Oh, I see. So going out to dinner with your friends is more important than my daughter's birthday. Is that what you're saying? All right, my daughter's birthday is on Friday, and I'm going
to
have to just do a show on her birthday because you want to go out to dinner with your friends, and I can't be there. I see how it is. Bad enough I can't go with you, but no, you're going to go out to dinner with friends. Come on. Now, that should work out. My daughter is claiming that since that's the last day of school that she's going to be too exhausted to do anything.
Well, see,
because
you
know how much work it is to go to school on your last day of school for a half day. That is truly exhausting because you do so much work.
Yes, you do.
So that might work out.
Come on, Bear. Well, we'll figure it out before then, I hope.
And we will certainly let everybody know, and hopefully we can get stickied on the arena. Maybe we should actually... we did get stickied last week. I felt like we had really arrived. We got our own sticky, and this week we were not stickied. So maybe we should request being stickied after we figure out the details.
Yes, we should. Really should. So, well, next week, as I said, all the shows will be shortened. They will only be an hour long. Only because I'm on vacation, and I don't think I can actually get away from my mother for more than an hour.
And since we'll be doing more than one show.
Hmm?
And we'll be doing more than one show.
Correct. So,
but whatever days they are, we'll be at 9.
Yes, we will be at 9 o'clock.
So keep your eyes peeled on the arena and the training post, and we will post that information.
And until next week, I guess we say pony bye-byes?
Yes. I'm Lil' Alley Cat. And if you have a mint medley, please contact me.
And I'm Pandora Rose. And
bye.
This has been My Little Pony Talk.
Yay!
Bye.
Bye.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.